And one day he went over to Izzy and he said, "You better try to escape." He says, "They're moving all," this is what the Germans did. He says, "They're moving all the people from the camp into Malthausen, where there was a gas chamber. And they were going to gas them, rather than let them live." The same incident I told you in Ordruff. Rather than let these people live, they'd machine them. Here they moved them to other camps where they could gas them. So Izzy became friendly with another kid, and Morty his name was. And he said to Morty, "Look, they're going to put us in the, they put them in these cattle cars." And there was a window about this big, and there was chicken wire on. And he said that there was no wire on the window. And he told Morty, he says, "When the train goes around the bend, we'll jump out." Reason that, there's a guard on top of the train. And if anyone tried to jump out, they would shoot them. But he, when they went around the bend, they would be here, and the other part of the train would be here, you know? So he says, "Jump out and roll into a ditch." He was a little kid. He was, you know, what we call streetwise, but he survived it. And they jumped in and they wandered through, it had to be Germany. They wandered through Germany. They went into a farmhouse. They told them they were two Polish kids that escaped. And the farmer took them in and put them in the barn. And they wanted a shower. And when they took a shower, the farmer saw they were Jewish. He didn't understand that. I had to explain it to him. But anyway, and he says, "You better leave, because if they ever catch me with you, they'll kill me." So they start wandering around, and they were picked up by an American field artillery outfit. And there were two Jewish kids in there. One was the mess sergeant. And they took them and they worked with the Jewish kid, the American kids, while they were going through Germany. And the two Jewish kids wrote to their fathers and asked them if they would sign these kids. You know, in order to come to America, someone had to sign for them. They couldn't come here, you know, as a burden on the state. So they signed, and one of them, when Morty came to America, and he found out through the Red Cross that his mother and sister had survived, and they were in with relatives, with an uncle in Toronto, Canada. So he went to Toronto, Canada. Izzy went to outside of Boston. The father of one of the soldiers that picked him up had a kosher butcher. And he worked then. And he wrote to me and called me. I had given him my address, you know. And he wrote me that he didn't like Boston. He had trouble. He said they called him a dirty Jew, but he was paranoid. If he heard the word Jew, he'd be ready to fight no matter what they said. And he came to New York, Hayas. That's a Hebrew group that found the jobs for people. And he worked as an apprentice in the Bronx as a painter. And he called me up, and I picked him up one Friday night. My mother made a nice chicken dinner for him, you know. And he slept over, and I took him back to the Bronx Saturday morning. And then he called me up. He didn't like New York. He had a fight with some Puerto Ricans. They made fun of him. He was reading the Jewish paper. Now, how much the truth you didn't know. You know, he wasn't lying, but he was, like I said, he was paranoid. He might have made up stories, imagine. And he went back to Roxborough, Boston area. And I lost track of him. Now, this was like in 1949, 48, 49. And I lost track of Izzy. And one day, we went to Alaska with the Jewish Community Center. And a woman comes up to me, she says, "You know, you and your friend Donald Goslin doing wonderful things, going around speaking to the kids about the Holocaust." She says, "My brother and his friend picked up two Jewish kids who escaped the camps, and brought him to America. I says, geez, that sounds like Izzy. She says, I think his name was Izzy, but he changed it in America. So she gave me his name and address, and I wrote him a long letter describing how I met Izzy, like I told you. And I come home one night, my wife says, there was a call from Izzy. He was crying over the phone. He finally found a relative. He considered me a relative. He had nobody. So I called him up. Sure enough, it was Izzy, and my grandson graduated high school. So I invited him and his wife. He got married. He had three children. And he came down with his wife, and we met. And we start going around together, you know. He came into Springfield a few times, and then he came down with cancer. And he died, too. We went to see him. They moved from Quincy to, Foxborough? But anyway, he had no relatives, so he put his name, original name, Wishnowski, on. And he found there was a Wishnowski in Australia. And he called the guy up. Guy says, no, I never had relatives in a concentration camp. And one day he gets a call from Antwerp, Belgium. A young fellow says, I'm your cousin.